portion of Scripture. In Matthew chapter 5, our Lord begins the Sermon on the Mount. And He marches through a series of things in chapter 5, 6, and 7. And He talks about many issues in this great Sermon on the Mount. Really, when I say Matthew 5, I mean 5 to 7, the great Sermon on the Mount. He addresses issues that are really very, very essential, important issues. One of them that He addresses in the Sermon on the Mount is the matter of financial anxiety. And we find that somewhere near the middle of this great sermon that stretches through three chapters. Turn to chapter 6. Chapter 6. He starts talking about money, actually, in verse 19. So let me start reading there. "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust destroy," or stock markets go down, if I may add, "and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Dropping down to verse 24, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. For this reason, I say to you, do not be anxious for your life, as to what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body as to what you shall put on. Is not life more than food and the body than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single cubit to his lifespan? And why are you anxious about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory did not clothe himself like one of these. But if God so arrays the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will He not much more do so for you, O men of little faith? Do not be anxious then, saying, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we drink?' or 'With what shall we clothe ourselves?' For all these things the Gentiles eagerly seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you."